Today's podcast is sponsored by none other than HelloFresh. Y'all know we love HelloFresh in our family. I actually just cooked it before I came in here to do this ad. We made some primavera pasta. When I tell you these meals are so good, your kids will love them. If you have kids, you'll love them. If you're single, married, whatever. There's so many things I love about America's number one meal kit. Here's some of the things. Most of the meals come together in 30 minutes or less. So if you're somebody like me who's crazy busy and don't have time to be putting together a meal for an hour and a half, saves you so much time. Plus, you don't have to go to the grocery store because everything you need is already pre-portioned, pre-packaged for you with a recipe card so you can follow step by step and the meal comes together perfectly. And there are so much flexibility in your order. You can customize your order online or in the app, easily change your delivery day, food preferences, and plan size, or skip a week whenever you need to. We just went on a trip to Florida. We didn't need our meal, so I was able to pause it and then started right back up when we got back. And they also have, when we talk about saving some time, they have some meals that are called quick and easy that come together in 20 minutes or less. Really low prep, easy cleanup. They're 75% cheaper. All of HelloFresh is, 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal at the same quality. And you can save on average about $65 a month when you order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. That's money back in your pocket, okay? So this is what I want you to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/argue16 and use code argue16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/argue16 and enter promo code argue16 to get up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. This is HelloFresh, y'all, America's number one meal kit. What's up, everybody? Back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel, That Chick Angel. I am joined by my host of 7 years, husband of almost 15. Tell him who you are, babe.
I'm Marcus Tanksley.
Okay. He's the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, which is a weekly podcast where he and I...
Hold on, let me go back. I was pausing because I thought that was about to happen. Marcus Tanksley, also known as Tank, also known as That Heifer, and everything else. I'm the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument. This is a weekly podcast. Thank you for joining us. I don't sound like myself. I don't feel like myself, but that's all right. We're going to keep it pushing. This is a weekly podcast. We talk about any and everything that we feel like. That's what we're in here to do. We are joined by our immediate family. That's our Patreon.
They are people who get to watch our podcast live as we record, as we've already had technical difficulties, because that's a part of it. They get to be a part of the conversation for the little $5 a month. Okay? So you too can be a part of our Patreon by going to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. They also... are the people that make us fly. I'm so sorry. I'm so distracted because my husband is just moving around in this chair like a child, but he had to get the height right.
Yeah, and I'm hot now.
But they also get other perks besides watching this podcast. They get exclusive content. They get exclusive events with me and my husband. They get discounts. So, again, you can join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. We also have 5 sponsors of today's podcast. One you already heard from, HelloFresh. Who are the other 4, babe?
We got Thrive Cosmetics, ZocDoc, Best Fiend, and BetterHelp.
So we'll tell you more about all of them. And when you check out them and use their services or get their product, especially if it's something that you really already needed, you are also supporting this podcast. Absolutely. So we can't wait to tell you about them later on. And we hope you let them know that we sent you to them. There we go. So we usually start this podcast off with one of 2 segments. And I can't believe the structure of this podcast is going to be changing here soon, which is also going to be crazy. Because we've been doing this structure for, I think this is year number 2. Maybe 3. So, y'all just, this is, we're going to be saying goodbye, kind of. We'll still have the segment. It's just the whole podcast is going to be structured differently. But we usually start off with either In My Feelings, which is where me and Marcus individually tell stories of things that's got us feeling some type of way, and as well as things that's got us feeling great. Or we start off with a Tanksley Pride story, which is a story about one of our four children. All boys.
All boys.
What you want to start off with, baby?
It don't matter to me. Hold on. I need a tissue.
Oh, that boy, baby's nose is running. If you go upstairs beside my bed, there's a whole tissue box. Oh, I needed it. You could also just get the roll of toilet paper out the bathroom. Y'all can also watch this podcast on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. So, let's do In My Feelings. Okay. What's got me feeling good, gooder than a mug, is the Disney World trip that we just got to take our kids on. This also could have been a Tanksley Pride story. Let me tell you. This is what I have dreamed of for myself as a child, right? So yes, am I living vicariously through my kids? Absolutely, but I don't care. I have had an obsession with Disney since I was a little girl. I need to write this down because I want to tell this on stage. Y'all, oh, I have to tell y'all, I'm unretired one more time from stand-up, but don't worry, I'm going to retire again right after. Anyways, I have had an obsession with Disney for a very long time. I always dreamed of being one of those families, which were always white in the commercials, who their mom and dad are like, guess what? We're going to Disney. And I never really had that moment. My mother did take me to Disney World. I remember once for, it was a competition that I was in, a modeling and acting competition.
We do a Tanksley Pride?
No. A modeling and acting competition that I was in that happened to be in Orlando, and we were staying at Disney World. And so I remember getting to go to, it was either Magic Kingdom or Epcot. I don't remember. That was the only time we went, and I was like 16 at the time. So it really wasn't the same as being young and being taken to Disney World, right? So this was something that even though my kids were not excited when we told them.
Oh, yeah, they trash.
They were just like, okay, we got shirts that I feel like when they look back, when they are adults, if the Lord so blesses them to live many years on this earth, and they look back at their childhood, this is a trip that they will remember. Other than maybe Amar. This is a trip that they will remember and they will talk about in their childhood. And being able to do that for our kids and my nephew, it really was a dream come true. I was on cloud nine, even with Amar having a cold and being just a dick the entire time. And I understood the baby, bless his heart, the baby didn't feel good. He already prefers me in general. So when he's sick, he really is not fooling with other people. So I did have to carry him around the park about 80% of the time. I wouldn't have changed it for nothing. I really wouldn't have. Like, I even think he enjoyed himself. We've got ice cream every single night at the end of our day.
We do ice cream and go to the gift shop.
They get to get something from one of the Disney gift shops. Now, that's when you know the Lord is blessing, because Disney itself is too expensive. But then to get to go to Disney, get to eat at the park, amen. We ain't got to pack no sandwiches. And then, I mean, granted, our sandwiches would have more than likely been better. And then being able to pick out something, one item, to get from the store, it was like, I really, when, like, this is what this is for, I feel like. When people say, God dang, Angel, you're so busy. You work so hard. You do all this stuff. I'm doing it all for that. Yeah. Do I like to buy nice shoes and purses on occasion?
Apparently.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know this. but I really, I've lived a life that's been fine without designer shoes or purses. That's not even something that I was like, one day I'm going to have a pair of red bottoms.
That's what I'm saying. Apparently that's something you was like, oh, okay, I can do this too.
Yeah, it's never been something that I've aspired to do. I've never been like, oh, I need to get some Gucci, blah, 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 blah. It's something that I've fallen into now that I can afford it. But the taking my kids and making that type of memory with them, that is what all this hard work is for. Every single last second of it. So that's what's got me feeling good, is that trip turned out phenomenally. Shout out to my travel agent, Zandra, who put the trip together. The only thing that I would have tweaked was not flying United. But other than that, it was great. Okay, yeah. What's got you feeling good?
Got me feeling good. It's actually the trip. It was the last time I was there, I was at Disney World, I was like the twins' age. So for me, it was like, I told Angel at one point in time, I had such extreme deja vu, it was almost nauseating. Because it was like, oh my God, like I've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
And then like just walking around and then getting like those flashes of those memories, being there with my parents and cousins and everything. I was like, oh, but that's something I like never forgot. I always knew I went, but these kids right now, they so goddamn spoiled. I don't know if they'll ever care. What I don't get about Disneyland and Disney World is adults' obsession with it.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
I've never been, even like when I went back in the day, like it was like a different amusement park from the one we usually go to.
Yes.
But now it's just like, I know grown people, men and women, and it's just like, oh, Disney, they got the stickers on their vehicle. No kids. Stickers on their vehicle, they all about Disney. I'm like, you got to be out your mind.
I grew out of it some, but my obsession did not wane until maybe college. But when I tell you, my first time driving on the Disney lot, okay, as an adult, I thought I was going to break down in tears.
Oh yeah, I don't have a history or a past with Disney like it, with any, I can't think of any like animated thing like that. It's just,
and it's not, and you know, for me, it's not just the parks, it is the whole Disney thing.
No, that's, it's what the I'm saying thing. People like that Disney, like that entity alone in itself, people, it's like has like a cult following, and it's just like people are in love with it, where I don't get it. I probably never will.
As Jasmine,
I mean, I get
says,
people are into it, but it's just like, huh?
One of our Patreon members said, Disney is magical. And that is, for me, you know, okay, for instance, you grew up believing in Santa Claus. So that's where your magic was for you, was the thought that there was this man who was bringing gifts.
Yeah, to like five.
I get that it didn't last all of your life. Disney is where magic existed for me. And the fact of the matter is, there was nothing. The thing about you is, at five, you found out Santa Claus was not real.
Mm-hmm.
Disney is still a real thing. It's not like, oh, well, you know, that park don't exist. Oh, well, you know, Mickey Mouse was never a real person to me. So it was never something that had to be one day proven to have been a lie, I guess. So the magic just kept, it was like, once you got out of the cartoons, by the time I was in a older, like, you know, more knowing age, like preteen, they had the Disney Channel that didn't exist before. So then they had a lot of content that was just angled towards preteens because they were competing against Nickelodeon. They did a great job, had my brain locked up. Then as you get older, for me wanting to be a performer, I'm realizing, oh, I could actually work on Disney. That's what I want to do. So The magic just kept going.
Again, cult following. It's an amusement park. Nah, so yeah, being there again with the twins and watching them experience it, that all of that for the first time. Now, when I was going, let me see, I wasn't getting on roller coasters like it yet. The twins, they ended up getting on one that was a little, it was definitely at their maximum tolerance for roller coasters at this age. But watching them experiencing all of that, it was neat seeing it and then being in the shoes of parent, just watching it like history repeat itself.
Everything seems smaller too.
Yeah, the castle. Which one is that in?
That's in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, Magic Kingdom. That castle looked like a freaking mountain when I was a kid. Like Mount Everest. It went on forever. It went up. It scraped the sky literally. Like clouds had to go around it. And I got there and I was just like, that's not very high. I mean, it's still high. But I mean, it's still like, tall. That ain't as big, nearly as big as I thought it was. But it's also, I was admiring the architecture and design of a lot of stuff, like the Tree of Life
that and they have. Animal Kingdom. Beautiful. In Animal
Kingdom. The way they have that thing made, it like kind of curves back. It starts low, closer to you, and then it curves back and then comes back out and up. So it looks, to the eye, it looks a whole lot bigger than what it physically is. But the way they did it, it was just neat the way they did that thing. It was impressive.
The whole situation was impressive. I would go back a million times.
Oh, no.
But I want to tell you all about our first sponsor, Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics is one of a company that I feel like I have fallen in love with, because not only are their products amazing, but what they're doing with their profits is also so admirable and so honorable. Thrive Cosmetics, what you'll find out is that they have no parabens, sulfates, phthalates, no animal byproducts, because it's 100% vegan and cruelty free. Cause CAUSE is in their name for a reason, because every purchase supports organizations for women to help them thrive, right? Thrive Cosmetics. You get it. My favorite is their liquid lash mascara. Y'all know I got these little itty bitty lashes. I don't have any makeup today, right? They're short. They're very stubby. And I do like when your lashes are longer, how it helps to open the eye. But, you know, you wear too many false lashes, you're going to end up pulling out your eyelashes. Extensions are really, really expensive. Well, their liquid lash extension mascara is a best-selling product. It has more than 15,000 five-star reviews. It's ultra lengthening, eye opening, and it lasts all day without clumping, smudging, or flaking, because I'm Smudge McGee over here. It mimics the look of lash extensions without damaging glue or expensive salon prices, because getting your lashes done is like $200 and them things just be falling out. It's clean, nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Easy removal, tubal formula slides right off with warm water in a washcloth, so you don't have to sit there and use soap and scrub your eyes for what feels like a whole day. Also, they have their Bigger Than Beauty promise. And what they do is, for every product purchase, Thrive Cosmetics donates to Women Thrive, women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, fighting cancer, more. So put your money where your heart is and give Thrive Cosmetics a try. Now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/argue.
Argue.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/argue.
Argue.
For 15% off your first order. Thank you, Thrive Cosmetics, for sponsoring this podcast. So, what's got you feeling some kind of way?
I mean, isn't it clear? No, isn't it obvious?
Tell him how you got it, baby. Tell me what happened.
So Amar, he got a cold right before we left for
Disney.
Disney. literally hours, like 2 hours before we left out, he got a runny nose and started coughing and sneezing. We was like, what is wrong with you? But by the time we got there, Angel, she got a runny nose, scratches though, like maybe half a day. And then it settled in on me and was just like, we're going to give you the most of this. Good luck. And it set in hard.
He is just toe down.
From the flow down. Oh. Need under the soles.
He is tore down, my poor baby.
This, God dang, it hit me like a... It started off just... And that's when I knew it was going to get bad, when my nose and everything just started, kept running and running. And I was... I never was coughing, was I?
I don't recall.
I just remember my nose was running real bad. Eyes was running. I didn't have any energy. Like, energy was down. Mm-hmm. And that's when I knew, all right, this is going to turn into some type of infection or something, because all this stuff coming draining out of my head is not a good, never a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it turned into. It turned into, once we got back, I mean, I was still feeling it. Once we got back, I took some NyQuil because I couldn't sleep at night and I wanted to dry all that crap up so I could actually lay down and not get up wiping my nose. And that's when all the pretty colors came.
Right.
Hacking up crap out of my lungs and out of my head and blowing it out of my head. Ended up getting the antibiotic. I had to talk to the doctor. He was like, "What?" I said, I had to let him know, this is not COVID. I know what COVID does to me. Anyway, tested negative and everything. He gave me an antibiotic. He didn't give me the one I want. I wanted the Z-Pack, the legit 5-day Z-Pack. He gave me some 7-day, twice a day antibiotic. It's starting to work, but that's what's got me feeling. That, piggybacking off of the freaking allergies that I've been having for the past couple of months,
mm-hmm.
that's what truly got me feeling some type of way. But you would do Disney a million more times.
Yeah, I would. I absolutely would. But tell them what you were supposed to be doing with it end up this cold.
I was actually supposed to be flying in, surprising my best friend BJ for his birthday. His birthday was yesterday on the 23rd. Because he came out, they came out, him and his wife, tour. They came out for my 40th. He turned 40, yesterday. And so that was actually Angel's idea. She was like, you should fly in as a surprise. I'm like, I should, shouldn't I? So I bought the ticket and everything, had my rental car and everything set up. And luckily I got the insurance on that bad boy. I was like, hey, go ahead and cancel that. They said, as long as you travel back through us, you got all of this money waiting on you. I said, bet. I'm definitely going to use that credit.
Yeah, Marcus, the original way he was supposed to be flying out, y'all would have seen me stressed.
I was literally, because we didn't communicate that very well of when we got back and when I was flying out. So when we flew back to LA, I literally would not have left the airport. We would have flew in. I would have went through security and went to my next gate.
Yes.
And flew back out. Because I was taking a red eye. Didn't realize that it was going to have to happen until we were in Florida. I was like, all right, so I ended up moving the flight.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up moving it to like the next day. So I was still taking out basically a red eye, but I was still getting there, you know, morning of his birthday. And that turned into me just canceling the flight altogether.
I was like, wait, when he was talking about, oh, yeah, I'm doing a... No, he sent me... This is what it was. I was like, send me your itinerary because I need to know, like, there were certain things that people were asking if I could do and I didn't want to... I had to make sure that I actually had support here at home. So I said, send me your itinerary. And I'm looking at it and I said, you know, you don't come home at all. Like, you just have to stay at the airport. And he was like, nah, I'm going to the house first. I was like, sir... We don't land until 10 p.m. and your flight leaves at 1 a.m.
Yeah, 1:10 a.m.
I was like, so how you going to get home and back? Explain that to me.
It's like a 40-minute drive with right. No traffic.
With no traffic. I mean, there probably wouldn't have been no traffic, but still. I was like, you really about to do that? Not only that, it was, this Tuesday. You know, Tuesday I got the podcast that... I got to be at, so I got to find somebody that can take a Marta daycare. It was like a bunch of stuff. So he's like, I'll move it to Wednesday. So it's not a problem. Even after all that, it was just like his body said,
set your ass down somewhere.
It just wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to work. Ooh, what's got me feeling some kind of way? That's such a good question.
I sound far away. It's because Angel's deep throating the mic.
I'm trying to think. What's got me feeling some type of way? What did God on my nerves? Do you know?
We ain't been focused on stuff that's gotten on our nerves lately.
I know, but I'm me, so I mean, know yeah, something that got on my your nerves. Goddamn nerves. Hold on. I feel like I was about to check somebody. I remember. I mean, yeah, life has been good. I have to find time to work out again. I got to get back into working out.
Ugh, so
that's got me feeling some type of way that I haven't figured that out.
That's what's going to piss me off, is trying to get back to working out and not having the strength that I left with.
It's okay.
It ain't.
It is okay. I promise it is. That's probably the only thing, like, is that I'm not working out. I could have sworn I was going to go off. Oh, yeah. Them having my baby marked with these 7 unexcused absences, they taking that thing up off of his record. I got the email to the woman. I'm about to email her today. Bro, thank y'all for the reminders. You know we keep getting these little pieces of, and they probably not texting you. They text me all the time. Kai, his teacher at the online school, has him marked absent 6 or 7 times.
We cleared that.
No, we didn't clear it up. We talked to her, but she's old, raggedy ass.
Oh, such that new heifer.
No, babe. His original teacher on the online school.
Guys.
She was like, if he keeps turning off if he's not participating in class.
No, I cleared it up with the school that he's at now.
Yeah, we just told them that wasn't the case.
And they should know that she knows what she was doing and why her punk ass got fired.
They have nothing to do with it. It is the school district.
I'm saying the school district should know. They know they had to fire a trash employee.
They only fired her probably because she wasn't getting the vaccine.
That ain't why she got fired.
You don't know why she got fired.
The people that came in fresh, the ones that probably didn't want to get the vaccine.
Yes. So the people, the credentialed people who weren't getting vaccinated got switched over.
She wasn't even a licensed teacher.
I know, but that's not why she got fired. They knew she wasn't licensed when they hired her, dumb deal.
She shouldn't have been hired to begin
with. Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to get that cleared up.
So I surely called. I was like,
Let me, because I was dealing with all that when you was gone. Let me talk to him too next time you talk to him.
And there's no more talking. There's only email. Oh, so if you want to send an email,
I can fire off a good one.
I'll give you that email address. Go right on ahead. Write it up. Make it plain. All right. So you guys, usually I don't produce this podcast anymore. Usually it's my husband. He has moved over to producer. I decided to produce this episode because my sister Daisy, who is a licensed therapist, sent me and my sister Melissa a link to a quiz that said, what type of saboteur are you? And so while I was sitting somewhere, I don't know, I think I might have been getting my nails done for Disney. I was like, you know what, let me go ahead and take this quiz real quick and see what it's saying. And it was enlightening. It was enlightening to the fact that there is an actual way to, like, let someone know how they sabotage themselves and that people are grouped together in a way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think of myself as an individual, so I don't think of the ways that I be jacking up and other people jack up. Like, I think most of the time when we talk about sabotage, we think about procrastination.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't feel like a lot of people think about other ways they sabotage themselves other than, I procrastinated. Okay, so I'm going to give you all my results, and then Marcus, you're going to give them yours.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to switch phones.
Okay, so are you ready?
Let me see yours. Did it give like an explanation or did it just list them out?
You can at the bottom click for explanations.
Let me see it.
Okay, once you go to it, I'll be able to show you. So Are you trying to get to the chat? Yeah. You're not inside the app. So anyway, mine went to, you want me to do it for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, Marcus is switching over phones and it is a bit of a struggle for him. And so I'm going to get it on here for him. I wonder if Patreon can guess what my first one was based off of who they know me to be. Patreon, who do you all think my first one was? I need to know. Then I'm going to tell you what it was. So a lot of people got a voider, which...
For you?
No. They got a voider. Okay, Kaylin said stickler. Sherry said high achiever. Avoider, high achiever. Somebody, Shay turned it into hyper achiever. Joy said pleaser. Okay, oh, that's my phone. Give me my phone.
You talking about it right here?
No, go to your text messages, baby. So... here we go. Mine were. I'm an 8.1. My first one's 8.1. Hyper achiever. My number two, which I don't necessarily agree with, but it says I am at a 6.3. A pleaser. My number three, that Marcus loves to try to, he kept throwing it in my face as if he really knew what he was talking about. Was a 5.6 at controller.
Everybody would put that at number one for you.
Nobody said it.
They don't know you.
My number four at a five was stickler. And then number six at a five as well was restless. Ernestine said, I said it. Voider was next at a 4.4. Hyper rational was a 3.8. Hyper vigilant was a 1.9, and victim was a zero. There's nothing on there.
Why
at all
they put it up already?
Because they list all of them.
Okay,
come on, let's tell us yours.
Well,
y'all, I haven't heard Marcus's, but before Marcus mentions his, let's tell you about our next two amazing sponsors. In ZocDoc, I want to make sure y'all can hear me clearly, is our next sponsor. So y'all see my husband over here coughing and aching and all this other stuff. He is sick, and when it comes to trying to find a doctor that's in network, because we don't have a primary care physician right now, can be difficult. And you also don't want to have to wait 3 months. You're like, I am sick today. I need to be checked out today.
I don't know where y'all live. And in California, you'd be like, hey, I need urgent care. Well, you can schedule an appointment for June. Like, it's February. What do you mean?
I need a doctor. Well, no one knows what you're looking for in a doctor better than you, and no one's better at giving you the tools to find the perfect doctor than ZocDoc. The people who created ZocDoc found the major pain points in healthcare, all the things that weren't working, and said enough. And they made booking a great doctor surprisingly pain-free. So, finding and booking a doctor who's right for you doesn't have to be a terrible experience, okay? But they can be. Right? Because you need to know, will they take your insurance? Do they understand your needs or be available when you can see them? With ZocDoc, the answer can be, refreshingly pain-free. Yes! So there are a lot of doctors out there that are great, but the only ones that really matter are the ones that take your insurance, okay? So with ZocDoc, you can focus on doctors who are in-network, putting you on a path to see a doctor who's right for you. No more wasting time hunting down on Shirley's cash only chiropractor or the dentist your coworker recommended who's out of network. Because who's going, if you already paying for insurance or your boss is paying for insurance, why would you pay extra money to see somebody else? You want to find a good doctor that is in network so that you can save money and feel good about the doctor you chose, that all the decisions in your life are coming together for the betterment of you. So we like it, love it. It truly is a great way to find quality doctors. Not just any doctor. Anybody can recommend you a doctor. But then are you happy after it? Or are you just like, why the heck did I see you? Because I have done that enough times where I have gone to see a doctor who I was just like, okay, this will work. And then been like, this was not because the doctor that I was trying to see wasn't available. So they were like, you can see this person. And you're just like, this is not quality. That's not what I want. Well, I don't have to worry about that anymore with ZocDoc. I can find quality in network and be happy about the fact that I was able to get an appointment when it worked best for me. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Read up on local doctors, get verified patient reviews, and see what all other real humans had to say about their visits. So you can walk into the doctor's office. You're set up to see someone in your network who gets you. Go to ZocDoc and choose a time slot and whether you want to see a doctor in person or do a video visit. And just like that, you're booked. Find the doctor that is right for you and book an appointment that works for your schedule. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I am one of them. So, in a chaotic world of healthcare, let ZocDoc be your trusted guide to find quality doctors in a way that is surprisingly pain-free. With ZocDoc, you can get your docs in a row. Docs with a C, okay? So go to ZocDoc.com/argue and download ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/argue. ZocDoc.com/argue. Now, y'all know we just finished traveling, okay? And the airline didn't have the best internet. So we had like a 5-hour flight back. But let me tell you, you know what I didn't need no internet for? I didn't need it for Best Fiends. I was able to play that thing. I was able to just be obsessed over my little friends. Now, mind you, it's Best Fiends without the R, but my little friends, that's what I call my little characters that help me kill the little slugs, okay? It truly is a great way to help pass time, to be able to just kind of relax and just have a good time. You kind of feel childlike. Wow. Yeah, we just went to Disney World and it was exhausting and it was fun. This is not exhausting. This just allows you to kind of just clock out for a second, right? And just have a good time. Best Fiends is a mobile puzzle game that anyone can download and play. Whether you have a few minutes or a few hours, Best Fiends is a perfect puzzle game to lose yourself in because you're having so much fun. The game features tons of cute characters that help you solve thousands of fun puzzles. The more you play, the more characters you collect, and the more you win, the more challenges you face. New characters and challenging puzzles are added all the time, and there are tons of fun events where you can win huge rewards in-game. I'll be over here collecting diamonds. I'll be collecting these little things that look like jacks. You know, when you used to play jacks when you were a little child, the little gold things. I absolutely love it. And then sometimes the slugs be spewing out slug snot, like what's coming out of Marcus. And I'll be getting mad and I'll be like, I'm about to kill you. I'll be naming them. I'll be like, all right, Derek, the slug, you about to be up out of here. But no, with thousands of levels, you can literally play as long as you want and never get bored. Trust me on that. So download Best Fiends free today in the App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. Okay, let's hear it, babe. And we thank Best Fiends and ZocDoc for sponsoring the podcast. Ooh, I want to hear it.
All right. Number one at 7.5, Stickler.
Whoa.
No surprise there.
Uh-huh.
I always consider that to be a strength.
Mm.
The rest of it I completely disagree with. Number two, 6.3, controller.
Ooh, yes, don't skip over it. Controller.
And then hyper rational.
Controller.
At at 3.8.
Slow down.
Hyperachiever is
I gave them all the time. Damn it. Ooh, you a controller?
I'm a stickler, number one. Number two, I'm a controller. Number three,
tell
avoider.
Them the numbers. So, because they're people.
Controller is 6.3.
Ooh, a 6.3 yeah. on the controller.
Avoider is 4.4.
Mm.
Hyper rational is 3.8.
Mm.
Hyperachiever is 3.1.
Oh.
Pleaser at 2.5. Restless at 1.3, which I think that would be a lot higher. Hypervigilant at 1.3. And then victim at 0.6.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so wait a minute. Okay, so we're at the same amount for controller. I just wanted to see that.
We're not.
Oh, actually, I'm lower on controller.
Yeah, whatever.
So you're higher. Huh.
Yeah, I control the good stuff.
Oh, is that right? Oh, y'all don't understand. Marcus threw controller.
Because you
are a controller. You control.
You are extremely controlling. That's who you are.
So are you.
No. This is saboteur. This is how you sabotage yourself.
Marcus.
But in walking through life, Angel, you was upstairs positive with COVID. We all know you had COVID, and you were still in denial about the symptoms that you were having with COVID.
No,
saying, well, this probably ain't COVID. This is probably something else. It's COVID because you got it, but that's the controlling part of you.
No, that you just made that
I
up.
I didn't make any of that up. I said it when you was up. I said, this is you trying to control this situation. You have COVID. Just accept it.
But no, that's not having to do with controlling.
That's part of you being controlling.
Marcus, you are definitely a controller in everyday life.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say.
How
we open up these blinds. If I open them up a different way, what you going to do? What are you going to do?
And I have a reason for it.
No. What are you going to do?
I'm going to go back and fix it.
Controller.
Fix it.
That is
it's done wrong. Let me tell y'all what happened inside.
No, I'm not done. How do you not see that as controlling?
All right, but that's like.
No. I'm just asking, how do you not see it as controlling? You're moving on to a separate point. Can you answer that question? How don't
not.
You?
It only makes sense to protect your investment. That's like. But why do you park in between the lines at a parking spot?
That is controlling.
Why don't you just park wherever? Because you don't want to inconvenience other people or you don't want to hit another car.
It's definitely the stickler
moved,
coming out as
we
well.
When we moved into our house, you could see where everything in this house was sun bleached, including the controllers on the wall, the walls, everything. So now I'm like, don't open up the blinds to let sun directly into the house. You angle them up. That way we still get a lot of light without all the sun damage.
It's still controlling that when your adult wife does something one way that you don't like, that you go behind her and change it. Do you really not see it? I understand that you feel validated, but do you not see it?
I don't give a damn how you feel if I'm trying to protect, if I'm trying to keep all this stuff.
Marcus, I'm not asking about the rationale. Do you not see how that could fall under controlling?
No, I can't. I cannot. If I'm keeping something from getting damaged.
It's not about the reasoning. It's not about the reasoning.
That's like use a coaster. No. Why don't you want to use a coaster? Because I just want to set my glass on the wooden table. But you put a coaster there to protect it. That's controlling. If you put a coaster under my glass.
Marcus, when.
That's the exact same thing.
Okay. But the fact of the matter is when you're dealing with an adult, this is what I'm telling you. And you're like, I'm going to go behind you after you've made a decision to redo your decision.
That's because you being that's hard. Like. That's me cataracting someone that's stubborn.
He's not going to see it.
Hold on, but listen,
that's hilarious to me.
This is my thing.
Hilarious.
This is my thing. Do you care how the blinds are open?
It's not about caring about how the blinds are open. No. No. I don't care about how the blinds are open. Okay. But what I do care about is what, and I have had to tell you this multiple times.
What?
I do care about you changing what I've done. all of the time.
And how is that not controlling?
I admit. That's the difference. I admit that I'm controlling. Okay,
but in you saying I'm controlling, you doing something and not caring about the end result to where you doing something and I do, and I'm just like, let me just go back. I don't fuss about it. You do it. I'm just like, let me just go back.
Oh, you think not fussing makes it less controlling?
No, but you're being controlling the fact that you don't care how the blinds are open. You just open them. You don't care how they open. To where I have a logical reason of
why. So how am I being controlling in that?
Because the reason you're being controlling is because just because I went behind you and changed something that you don't care about, that's a problem. You don't care how the blinds are open.
Okay.
If I go back, so what? Why does it matter if I go back and do whatever?
Okay, we'll move on to something else that I do care about. I care about how I load the dishwasher. You have gone behind me.
Because your way does
not work. Do you not see? I need you to see this today.
No, I see this, but listen.
Okay.
All right, but listen. Okay. Listen, hold up. Now, it's been times where you've loaded the dishwasher. It's been completely full. I will go rearrange everything and be able to put about 30% more stuff into the dishwasher.
Marcus,
that's inefficient.
I care about how I load the dishwasher.
But it's inefficient.
I care about how I loaded the dishwasher.
I didn't know you care about that.
I have said, stop going behind me and switching. Marcus goes behind me so often and switches the things that I do. And I have to be like, Marcus.
Why lay the bowls flat? The bowls don't need to be laid flat. They take up too much space. You lay them at an angle.
I don't try to lay the bowls flat. No. I don't.
Always lay flat.
Babe, I put the bowls down on the lower shelf as much as possible.
Yeah, you put them on the lower shelf, but they're face
down.
No.
Now you're not even telling the truth. I put them in the section that only allows them to go sideways.
The last time I opened up the dishwasher.
They must have fell over. That's not how I do it.
All right.
That is not how I do it.
They must have fell over. You're right. But if you loaded them the way I do, you won't have to worry about them falling over.
Marcus, as a grown woman, I have a right to do things the way I do it.
I am able to put a lot more stuff in the dishwasher.
I can't. But y'all about, see.
Look, we just
y'all
moved,
see
we
what
just
I
moved
go
up
through.
In a water, conservation. What's it called? Water usage tier. I can use more. I can use less water by putting more stuff into
that's
the dishwasher.
That's not why. Shut up.
I can put more in there.
I just.
Because I look at it, I'm like.
It is baffling to me.
I open it up and I'm like, look at all this wasted space.
Oh, this is going to have to be talked about in therapy.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you.
With what?
That is controlling.
Okay, so you can see how you're a controlling person. That's what I need to hear.
I lack efficiency. So if I'm controlling.
I don't care about the reasoning.
Absolutely, I'm controlling.
Okay, then, thank you. Because you were saying
but
no.
But I'm rational controlling. You're irrational controlling.
Whatever. What?
Yeah.
You just can't just accept what you are without trying to take a dig at me. You are controlling. I admitted that I was controlling. I understand. I actually think that this should be my number two, not my number three. All right, let's dig a little.
All right, hold on. Did I say all mine?
Yeah, you
didn't
did.
Get past controller.
No, we God, did. We got down to point
I'm
six.
I'm just saying, you was like,
because you, I can't wait to tell Melissa, because my sister Melissa was there every time I did something at Disney.
But she would say it.
No.
No, you didn't see it. She would look at me as like, I'm like,
I know. Well, watch.
But we were just picking on it, though.
But, yeah, she don't live with you, so she would have been like, okay.
Yeah, I like efficiency, so I'm like, hey, you know, that's what I was paid to do. I was quality control. I got to make sure that stuff is done right. And when I open up the dishwasher.
Whatever.
All these bowls, all the stuff in the sink that can still go into the dishwasher, I'm going to rearrange it and make
care.
It clean.
I don't care. I don't care about what you're saying. I do not care. Okay.
I don't know what any of that meant.
You made up a bunch of stuff. That's what that meant. That's what that meant.
I made up a bunch of stuff.
Okay, but before we move on to what each of these need, we're definitely going to need this. BetterHelp is our last sponsor for today's podcast, and we are so grateful to them for sponsoring us, and they're about to have to sponsor our life as well. The podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Relationships take work. Woo! Especially the most important one that you have in your own life, your relationship to yourself. I told you all, and I've told you all multiple times, I do believe, when I took my when I did this class recently on making my vision board, I found out that I don't actually dedicate enough time to my own self-improvement. And it really bothered me when I saw that. I was like, I pour so much into other people and into my friends, into my kids, into my husband, into organizations that I'm part of, even into the people who support me, that I actually, well, yeah, I might buy myself cute things. I'm not actually doing stuff for self-improvement. So a lot of us will drop everything to get to help someone, we care about, and we'll go out of our way to treat people well. But how often do we give ourselves the same treatment? Well, usually, because we're shooting the podcast late, I would be doing self-care Thursday, but that's not what I'm doing today. But a lot of people don't take the time aside to do something nice for themselves. So this month, BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you that you matter just as much as everyone else does, and therapy is a great way to make sure you show up for yourself. Let me tell you, with therapy, even with this whole thing that we're talking about on the podcast today, a lot of times we don't realize how either we are standing in our own way, or how our life, how we were raised as children, affects the decisions we make on a day-to-day basis, affects the way we approach goals that we have for ourselves, or goals that we won't even dare make for ourselves. And having someone be able to help you pinpoint those things so that you can adjust in a way that makes you happier as a person, I just don't see why everyone doesn't have a therapist. And I feel like BetterHelp is a great tool to use to get you to a therapist that can help you. BetterHelp Online Therapy that offers BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to go into an office or see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and is this going to cause an argument? Listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's BETTERHELP.com/argue.
Argue.
So let's talk about what these bad boys mean. Hold on. I keep losing the page after I bring it up. Yeah. All right. So we're going to explore the saboteur descriptions and notice the ones that speak to you. And it says, remember, no one fits any saboteur description completely. Look for general patterns. So, as a hyperachiever, which is what my number one is at 8.1, is dependent on constant performance and achievement for self-respect and self-validation. Highly focused on external success, leading to unsustainable workaholic tendencies and loss of touch with deeper emotional relationship needs. Now, real quick, those of you all who are not a part of our Patreon, you don't know that I talked to a doctor who is trained in this right before we started the podcast. And I was like, I had never heard of this. I was like, I don't understand the purpose of this. And she broke down something that I just thought was so phenomenal. She said, we develop these saboteur behaviors or tendencies when we were younger. Because yeah. This is how...
I read that on the page when I finished.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah.
This is how you survived being small up against adults. This was your mechanism to... Or like your tool, you know how David and Goliath, David's mechanism was that little pebble that he hit him in the head. This was our pebble, right? And we, I don't want to say unfortunately, but we then keep using the same tactics as we get older. And that makes so much sense for me. Hyperachiever. My mom really appreciated how well me and Melissa did in school, right? She appreciated our behavior. My mother always appreciated that, like, she never had to be called. My mother was called to school one time for me, my senior year, in my entire 13-year career from kindergarten to 12th grade. Those were things that she made known. So if I didn't want my mother mad at me, or if I didn't want to be on punishment, or, you know, get a spanking for something, it was about, come on, get show that you are doing the things that you're supposed to do. Not, and I'm not saying this is her fault. I'm just saying I understand how I developed this type of.
That's, yeah, when I was going through it, and then when I read the thing, the article before it's like gave all the results and everything. That's why, if that's the case of, you know, the whole thing, controller didn't make sense to me. I would think avoider would be higher. And also, I understand why Stickler's up there.
I was about to say, because Stickler makes sense to me.
Because, like, my one thing, even in my room when I was growing up as a kid, I never had a messy room. My room stayed clean. I had my, it's just like so long for each one. That's why.
I know, but I want to make sure they, just in case people aren't on the thing, I want them to hear what Stickler is. Okay. Read the little description right there.
Professionalism and a need to order. An organization taken too far.
Perfectionism.
Is that what I said?
Perfectionism and a need. You might have said perfectionism. Perfectionism and a need for order and organization taken too far. I.e. toilet paper rolls going the way you want them to go.
All right, look.
I'm just saying that's
a Ritz-Carlton, that's how they're gonna be. All right, this is a right and wrong way to do certain things. You don't squeeze from the middle of the tube of toothpaste, you squeeze from the bottom. It's efficient. Don't try to turn this into something that is not okay, babe.
You are getting on my nerves.
Thinking about like childhood and how that goes, like Stickler makes sense. I would think avoider because I was one of the youngest, like in my family. And even as a kid, even though cousins love you and siblings love you, a lot of times I'll end up being bullied on just from being smaller and younger. So avoiding certain situations.
Well, let's see. Let's see what avoider is. It says focusing on the focusing on the positive and pleasant in an extreme way, avoiding difficult and unpleasant tasks and conflicts. You are far from an avoider.
Yeah. Why am I at 4.4?
He said, huh, you're right about that. Maybe I'm not. Avoider was your...
Number 3.
Oh, no, we stopped recording. Okay, sorry for that technical difficulty.
I thought you was going to go down through all the other stuff. That's why I said it's too...
We might do a little bit. Sorry for the technical difficulty. Our camera just randomly cut off.
It said, all right, I'm out.
And we were like, oh, no. What happened? So you said, why is it so high?
Yeah.
I do think you avoid, I think it's your number 3. Now, what I will say is that you do avoid certain tasks.
I avoid tasks that I don't enjoy.
Yes. And that is.
I ain't need that to tell me. I was number 3.
I think that's where avoider is, where procrastination comes in.
Yeah.
So in that sense, yes.
It's hyper-rational. Let's see what that means.
Okay, so you also got hyper-rational. Is that your number 4?
Yeah.
What is hyper-rational? It's at the bottom, baby. You don't have to keep doing it like it. Right there. Boop. Hyper-rational. So intense and exclusive focus on rational processing of everything, including relationships, can be perceived as cold, distant, and intelligently arrogant. This should have been higher on yours.
That seems like a very good positive trait to have. In fact, I'm going to celebrate that. I'm going to put that on a shirt. Hyper-rational individual.
Well, and this is what the doctor said, is that, so it's not that you're trying to throw all of it away.
It's controlling or...
Yeah. It's not like, oh, Angel as a hyperachiever, stop trying to achieve stuff. It's about
quit going to school and getting in more debt.
It's about you just like taking digs. I haven't even been taking digs at you. I've just been trying to get you to see, hey, these are closer to you than what you're trying to play.
Oh, what a goody two shoes you are.
I am. She's like, it's about finding the good things in which you are in trying to unlearn the bad things that you do. So that's what I also liked about the results of this quiz. One of the things that they said that I had liked, so as far as in high achiever, there are, let's look at the original survival function. Excuse me. This kind of explains why you might have been like this growing up. Pull up Stickler for you so you can read it. For the hyperachiever, self-validation, self-acceptance, and self-love are all conditional. Conditioned on continual performance. This is often the result of either conditional or altogether absent validation from parental figures. Even with very loving and approving parents, it's easier for a child to get the sense that they are loved in return for achieving, obeying the rules, and having good manners, except rather than unconditionally. This is more than likely what Lil Marcus is going to happen. You want to read it? So for Stickler, it says, Stickler offers a way of quieting the constant voice of self-judgment and fear of others' judgment through trying to be perfect. If you do what is right, you will be beyond the interference and reproach by others. Perfection and order brings a sense of temporary relief. Might have generated a sense of order in the middle of a chaotic family dynamic, or earn acceptance and attention from emotionally distant or demanding parents by standing out as the unreproachable perfect kid. The only thing that sounds true about that is that I do think, because, for instance, you just did it, which makes perfect sense. Mm. The thought of when I brought up, okay, yes, you are controlling in your mind because you do things in a perfect way. Mm-hmm. You are above reproach.
I'm a saint.
It truly describes what Marcus, the reason, after the reason is justified in Marcus's heart and mind, there is not much I can say that is going to sway him on how the situation can be looked at differently, or how his actions could be looked at differently, because the reason has been justified.
Why?
What is happening? Hold on one more second, you guys. So sorry. Okay, we are back. And what we're going to do is we're going to make this a two-part series, because we've been on here for a little over an hour.
Now, I will say, when you was just saying that, I will say the things that I will say I feel are opinionated, I will adjust those quickly. If I say, oh, I want to do it this way or do it this way, or if you have specific things you want to do.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. You truly, I'm saying, once it's justified and
it's justified, though.
No.
What do you mean?
You're like, sun damage.
Oh, yeah.
Doing it this way avoids that. So what I'm doing is justified by the fact that who wants sun damage?
Yeah. Now, if you come up with a better way to prevent sun damage, hey, I'm going to fall in line.
That
be right there with you.
And so that makes sense in the Stickler, how that falls more under Stickler.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you weren't, no, that is not controlling. It's right.
Yeah. Factual.
So you guys.
Yeah.
Just give us a second. It might, but we might not.
No,
have
it's hot.
Place.
It feels hot.
Okay. Well, you guys, you pressing record, babe?
Hold on. It has to turn on first.
Well, you guys, we're going.
The camera's overheating.
We're going to quickly end this podcast before the camera
it's
turns off.
It's not Spectrum.
Off
it's
again.
Not the internet. The camera's
we
overheating.
We appreciate you tuning in. Check out our sponsors. HelloFresh, Thrive, ZocDoc, Best Fiends, and BetterHelp. We'll see you next week. God bless. Bye.